Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reaction still coming in today after the news yesterday that Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, along with a number of other individuals, died in this awful helicopter crash in California. Kate Delaney is known as the sports princess and the author of Deal Your Own Destiny, and she interviewed Kobe Bryant a couple of times. And Kate, I'm glad to have you here this morning. The stats speak for themselves, but what has been interesting to me is a lot of people talking about Kobe Bryant, the man and the individual that they interacted with. What was your experience?
Oh, John, I had a great experience with Kobe. As you can imagine, especially even still, there's more women really doing television sports than radio. Mm. And he asked me a lot about what I was doing, which really surprised me, except for that we both had Philadelphia in common. Mm. He grew up in Philly in a suburb. I grew up outside of Philly in a suburb, and we argued about cheesesteaks and where was the best cheesesteak okay. in Philly. And it was just, and he remembered me. So when the couple of times after, when I talked to him once and then I talked to him again, he'd say, "Hey, Philly, what's going on?"
Yeah.
And I think that said something about him because everybody was pulling at him. He was an incredible player. You said it, the stats speak for themselves, the five championships, the you know, NBA finals, MVP, the points, all of that, and how stunning and graceful and amazing he was on the court. But as somebody that I interviewed, he was perhaps one of the most personable and just nicest guys that I spent any time with.
Well, that's saying something. You know, any of us who are in media who have the privilege and the kind of exciting opportunity to talk to celebrities can tell you there was somebody who you didn't expect would be as personable as they were. And then there's also the stories of people who, you know, having a bad day, or they've talked to 10 reporters and they don't want to talk to you. So the fact that somebody like him from a young age probably spoke to thousands of reporters, for you to have that story is really pretty nice to hear. It's what you want to hear about somebody. You know, the other thing that struck me, Kate, was everybody who was on the air yesterday talked about Kobe Bryant, not just his victories and his wins, but how he got there, this work ethic of his, that he was the first person in the gym in the morning and would often stay after other people on the team had gone back in the locker room because he was determined to outwork everybody else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's legendary. He was that guy that it was never good enough. There was always something he could learn or tweak or change or practice over and over again. And that's why he hit some of those unbelievable shots. If you didn't know anything about basketball and you sat down and you just watched, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of his highlights, they're just outstanding. Some of the moves that he, you know, how he dinked on people and just gracefully, like a gazelle, kind of ran over top of so many others. And that was because he practiced those kinds of moves mm-hmm. again and again and again. From the time he was a kid, his father was a basketball player and he loved his father and he paid attention to what he learned from him, and he learned when he played in Italy. And some say he even grew up there, and he just, again, was relentless.
Mm-hmm. Now, remind me, what year did he retire? It hadn't been that long.
No, he just retired a handful of years ago. He retired in 2016
gotcha.
Officially, and he was a kid still. You know, not even 40 years old. Died at 41.
And what has he been doing since leaving the NBA?
He's been making an impact. He won an Academy Award in 2018 for a little feature that he did. He's been on a ton of video games. He's involved with the he was involved with the MLS. He's written a couple of children's books. He got involved with Body Armor Super Drink. It was a company that he invested $6 million in back in 2014. And the the valuation of his stake in it rose to $200 million just 2 years ago. So it seemed like everything he touched turned to gold. And he was so proud of his Mamba Academy and his daughter, Gigi. And she was a mini-me. I think there was some potential there to see her be a female pro athlete.
Yeah, well, that's notable that he was becoming a businessman, a top tier business person too. You know, a lot of people take their money and then, you know, they run with it and they may or may not wind up broke at the end of another 20 years. It sounds like this guy was, you know, dedicating the same attention to detail for his post NBA life as he was when he was a player. Kate Delaney's the sports princess and the author of Deal Your Own Destiny. I really appreciate you coming on, Kate. Thank you.
John, anytime. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.